Mr. Tico. It was a warm, sunny morning. In his small house at the other side of the wood, Mr. Tico was asleep. You didn't know there was such a thing as a tickle, do you? Well, there is. Tickles are small and round and have arms that stretch and stretch and stretch. Extraordinary long arms. Mr. Tico was fast asleep. He was having a dream. It must have been a very funny dream, because it made him laugh out loud, and that woke him up. He sat up in bed, stretched his extraordinary long arm, and dreamed an enormous dream. Mr. Tico felt hungry. So do you know what he did? He reached out one of his extraordinary long arms and opened the bedroom door, reached down the stairs and opened the kitchen door. Reached into the kitchen cupboard, opened the biscuit tin, took up a biscuit, brought it back upstairs, and threw the bedroom door and back to Mrs. Tico in bed. As you can see, it's very useful in the having hearts as long as Mrs. Tico's. Mr. Tico motioned his biscuit. He looked off the window. Today looked very much like a tinkle day, he thought to himself. So, later that morning, after Mr. Tico had made his bed and cooked breakfast, he set off through the wood. As he walked along, he kept his eyes very wide open, looking for anybody to tickle. Eventually, Mr. Tico came to school. There was nobody about, so rushing up his extraordinary long arms and high window ledge, Mr. Tico pulled himself up and popped into through the open window. Inside, he could see a classroom. There was children sitting on their desks and a teacher writing on the blackboard. Mr. Tico waited a minute and then reached in through the window. Mr. Tico's extraordinary long arm went right up to the teacher, paused, and then tickled. The teacher jumped in the air and turned around very quickly to see who was there, but there was nobody there. Mr. Tico grinned a mischievous grin. He waited another minute and then tickled the teacher again. This time he kept on tickling until soon the teacher was laughing out loud and say, stop it, over and over again. All the children were laughing too, and such a funny sight. There was a terrible pandemonium. Eventually, Mr. Tico saw that he had enough fun, so gave the teacher one more tickle for laugh, and then very quietly brought his arm back to throw the open window. Secretly to himself, he jumped down from the window, leaving the poor teacher to explain what it was all about, which of course he couldn't. Then Mr. Tico went into town, and what a day Mr. Tico had. He tickled the police and traffic duty on the crossroad in the middle of the town. It caused an enormous traffic jam. He tickled the green grocer just as he was peeling apple native in his shop window. The greenhouse fell off backwards, and the apple rolled all over the shops. At the railway station, the guard was about to give his flat from the train to leave. As he left his arm in the air, Mr. Tickle tickled him, and every time he tried to wave his arm, Mr. Tickle him until the train went 10 minutes late leaving the station and all the passengers were furious. That day, Mr. Tickle tickled everybody. He tickled the doctor, he tickled the butcher, he even tickled old Mr. Trump, the postman who dropped all the letters into a puddle. Then Mr. Tico went home, stirring in his own chair in his small house on the other side of the wood. He laughed and laughed every time he thought all about all the people he had tickled. So if you are in any way tickles, beware of Mr. Tico and those extraordinary long arms of his. So later that morning, after Mr. Tico had made his very